ER101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, we have an interesting show for just about everybody in America, because everyone in America at some point in their life is going to end up in the emergency department. And the American College of Emergency Physicians just put out their newest report card on the state of emergency medicine in the United States. And our first guest is a frequent guest to the show, Dr. Angela Gardner. She's a former president of the college, American College of Emergency Physicians. She's an emergency physician in Parkland Hospital in Texas, and she was the chair for ASEP's report card back in 2006. Welcome, Dr. Gardner, and let me start out asking you right away, is this the third report card that ASEP's put out?
It is. This is the third evaluation of the support for emergency care across the nation.
And let's be clear for people, exactly this report card, it's not talking about specific hospitals, doctors, or ERs, right? It's the general state of our system, correct?
That's absolutely correct. It is not about bad doctors or bad hospitals or where not to go. It's more an evaluation of the entire system of emergency care in the country on a state-by-state basis and the support that it gets, both in terms of policy support and financial support.
So talk a little bit about going back to the first one. What was the impetus for the American College of Emergency Physicians to even create this report card?
Well, part of the reason that we created the report card was to actually compare emergency care across states, because healthcare delivery is different in different states. It's very much a local and regional entity, and people don't realize that. Also, to give people some goals to aspire to. If one state can do really well in one area, then we thought that perhaps other states could emulate that. And then lastly, to really, really take a look nationally at how we're doing in emergency care. We knew that the system was under stress then, and we weren't able to make that point because we didn't have the data to support it.
And where, speaking of data, where did all this data come from? Is it from ASEP themselves, or was it from different agencies?
So, no, we didn't make up the data. The various areas that we look at are required to have data that is collected the same way in every state, that usually is collected by another entity and usually a published entity, so that all of the data is available to whomever would like to look at it and look at the sources and make the same comparisons that we did, just to keep everything open, above board, and honest. Now, when we started looking at disaster preparedness and EMS, we found that some data was lacking, and so developed a methodology for collecting data on the state systems. And we've used that in the last two report cards, specifically for EMS.
And anyone can look at this report card because it's up on a website, right? And they can see the data firsthand. Can you tell us what website, how people
Yes.
can get to it?
Yes, emreportcard.org. Very easy to remember, all one word, all together. Doesn't matter if you capitalize or not. And it will take you to a big map of the United States, and you can go to each state, or you could look at the overall grades. And under the methodology section, it will specifically outline every piece of data that was acquired, how we got it, what time period it was acquired through, and then the way that we analyzed it.
Okay. Now, let's just, exactly what are the parameters, or there's several sections or categories that ASEP looked at to decide or to grade states and the system as a whole. So what are those categories?
Well, we have several categories, and those have been the same during the entire process that we've been looking at these. The number one, of course, is access to emergency care, because the best medicine in the world won't help you if you can't get to it.
Right.
The second is quality and patient safety. The third is medical liability environment. The fourth is public health and injury prevention, and the last is disaster preparedness. Not in any particular order, but they're all weighted according to importance.
Yes, so access to care is the most heavily weighted, right? It was weighted at almost a third of the grade. because it makes sense that that is the most important. And it's a judge of what? How well people can, because everybody can walk into an emergency department. So explain to people what you mean by access to care.
So access to care covers a lot of different areas, including how many hospitals are available and where they are, the number of doctors that are available, the number of inpatient beds, staffed inpatient beds that are available to put people into, because that significantly slows down flow through the emergency department, the number and types of specialists that are available in certain states, and overall availability of health care in general, not just the ability to walk into an emergency department.
Okay. And the grade, the overall national grade for access to care was what? Terrible, dismal.
D-minus, terrible.
Wow. And essentially, and the other thing, so what you're saying is that even though you can walk into an emergency department, I mean, everybody knows about the overcrowding in an emergency department, and basically it's because of the systems that support it. For example, in psychiatric care, you know, is that part of the problem? Because once they come in with a psychiatric crisis, there's no place to send them?
That's true. There were 19 hospitals that closed in 2011 alone, and we've seen a steady increase in the number of hospitals that are closing, which means there are fewer beds overall. The number of psychiatric beds has also taken a dive. So that means there's no place to admit your sick patients to once they've been worked up. We're also seeing that there's an increase in the number of patients that are coming to the emergency department. In fact, a recent study this year, a RAND study, showed that 4 in 5 patients who contacted their primary care doctors were told to the ER to get a more diagnostic workup and to help facilitate admission. So we're having more and more people come into the emergency department.
And that's kind of the issue. And so the prediction, and this was done in the last few years, you've looked at the data. So what do you think is going to happen as the Affordable Care Act goes into effect, which is supposedly started this January, where suddenly there's going to be, you know, even more patients that have access to medical insurance, thereby you would think they would have access to care, but that's part of the problem.
It is. Insurance does not equal access. So lots of people will have more insurance available, but that doesn't mean there will be more doctors or more hospitals to take care of them. And we are the safety net. So people will come to us and expect to be taken care of in the emergency departments. Massachusetts, I think, had a 7% increase in their emergency department usage following their change in their health care laws.
Right. And so usage went up because there aren't primary care physicians available to see all these patients. And as you said, you know, sometimes primary care, they're not open all the time. So they send people to the emergency department themselves. So what, and we only have a little bit of time, and we're going to delve into each part of this further in the show, but what does ACEP suggest for access to care?
Well, we have a number of suggestions. One of them is that there is a workforce commission that was called for in the Affordable Care Act to investigate healthcare workforce shortages that has not been funded to date. And that needs to be funded, and that work needs to go forward. There's also the Healthcare Safety Net Enhancement Act of 2013, which will provide liability protection to physicians who provide the Impala-related care in emergency department, which allows us to have more specialists. There are a number of other recommendations that we make that you can see on the website.
Yeah, it's a big problem, and it affects everybody, and it's an important issue, and that's why we're devoting the whole show to it. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.